All right, here we go. Welcome back. Segment number three, module four, fears, judgments, and lies about pleasure. I am so excited to share with you this module that, oh my gosh, this feeling of blocking pleasure, this idea that it's not okay, it really is not your fault. And I don't say that lightly. We really have been trained in this kind of convoluted way to block pleasure from our lives. And there's a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about not only what pleasure is, but how it facilitates a live you fully lifestyle. So, what are the major fears that you might associate with pleasure? Major fears or even judgments that you might associate with pleasure at this time? I really want you to evaluate where your current relationship with pleasure is so that we can pop open the opportunity for you to receive in a beautiful, graceful, and just gorgeous way. There's some strong words in here, okay? So we're talking about a number of different types of pleasure. Self-indulgence, you might have that fear or judgment. That what if you enjoy pleasure? Does it make you a slut? I know that's a very, very strong word. I used it purposefully because I feel that many women can relate to that fear. Do you feel guilty when it comes to pleasure? Greedy. What does this mean to you? So what are the major fears that you associate with pleasure? These were just some ideas, and I do understand there's some very strong ones, and that's very purposeful because many women have no idea how much they've been blocking this crucial element inside their life. So what judgments have you been holding against pleasure? And where did these fears first originate from? So you might have a memory surface during this module about you might have experienced pleasure in a certain way or had someone interpret you experiencing pleasure in a certain way. So see if you can begin to identify where these fears originated from. I'm going to share with you where they have originated from in a very deep ancestral opportunity for you to really see what's been going on inside of the feminine. Ancient societies really misunderstood the power of the feminine. And although they rightly associated pleasure with the feminine, there was a fear of this power. In an effort to control this magic, they began to relate it to self-indulgence. So we can take this all the way back through history at a point where the feminine race, the female race, and this isn't about women versus men, but right now in this moment, I am talking about women, where women were regarded as having the opportunity to be in a very high level of power. And yet, a lot of men didn't understand the level of power. They couldn't control that level of power, so they began associating it to magic, and it became something that they could not control or trust. So actually, I feel like I moved through that a little bit quickly. I really invite you to feel that. You know, the whole witch hunt, the whole, all of that. There's been a fear in many societies that because pleasure couldn't be maintained or controlled, that women were crucified for that. And so there's been a lot of fear wrapped around the opportunity to feel pleasure and to feel in your feminine and allow things to be easy and allow things to come forward that are miraculous and magical, that didn't have a linear explanation or understanding. So feel that. Many women have been raised for centuries that increasing the capacity for pleasure actually causes pain and discomfort. You may have heard some of these things as children. This won't last. This is too good to be true. It can't stay this good forever. Think about some of the things you might have been taught about pleasure growing up. Be careful, the other shoe's gonna drop. Kind of this just disbelief and distrust with allowing things to feel good. Women have been taught to anticipate the bad or hold out for it to get worse. So what ends up being created is negative anticipation, this feeling of holding back, or preparing for things to be bad, rather than allowing yourself to not only receive the good and the pleasure of the moment, but anticipate pleasure, more feelings of pleasure and enjoyment moving forward. Women have absolutely blocked their capacity for pleasure so that they're not let down. So this feeling, if you've been raised with either subconsciously or consciously the idea that the other shoe is going to drop, then you have been setting your life up for it to be bad, right? I've got to be careful. I've got to prepare myself. I've got to protect myself. Now, I am certainly not talking about having a level of responsibility in life where you are giving yourself the opportunity to maintain things so that you're feeling prepared for life. However, going into a deep negative anticipation and always preparing for the worst creates an opportunity inside of yourself where you're actually blocking your capacity for pleasure, for fear that if you receive pleasure, you'll somehow be let down. This completely cuts you off from living yourself fully. Feel into inside of that module what judgments, what fears, and what lies you have believed about pleasure up until this point. And then when you come back, we're going to talk about your ability to increase pleasure in your life, because my goodness, it is certainly time.